Well, for the first time since Republican Greg Habib was elected to the House of Delegates, he faces a challenger. Steve McBride is a Democrat and political newcomer who hopes to represent the 8th District starting in January, and he joins Evan Jones and me live this morning in our studio. Steve, nice to meet you, and thanks for coming by this morning.
Pleasure to meet you, Joey. No problem.
Well, Steve, you're the first in your family with a college degree, and you teach at Virginia Tech. You are calling for a community college and technical school to become more affordable, even free. Now, let's start here, Steve. If it would be free to the students, who would pay for it?
Well, I mean, if it's free to the students, obviously it's going to come from the general fund. But I think we can do it without actually having to increase taxes. I mean, currently Tennessee has a program where they have statewide free community college vocational school. We've got some regional programs where, like here in the Roanoke Valley, we have CCAP where you can go to Virginia Western for free. The problem is we're just not getting enough students enrolled. So I think it's a combination of there isn't enough available funds at the local level, so we need to expand this to the statewide. But also, we've got a marketing issue. I mean, we've been told for 30 plus years that the only way you can make anything of yourself is by going to college. But the reality is there are a lot of really good paying jobs out there that you can get without a four-year degree.
Turning to public education, when it comes to public schools, you call for less emphasis on teaching to SOLs and more on just basically teaching and instructional effectiveness. Now, Mr. Habib says that he's been pushing for that very thing for many years. So is there a difference in this regard to what you propose and what you see him espousing?
I mean, so is there a difference? I mean, I'm not 100% sure if we disagree on the overall idea. I mean, we need to stop this, like what I would say is a harmful model in the SOL model where we're over-testing our students, where our teachers can't take the time to actually, you know, spend teaching. Like you said, the thing is Greg's been there for 7 years and we still have a lot of SOL tests and we're still spending somewhere around $27 million a year on these tests. And I think we need to move to a different model, a growth model like other schools have, where the teachers can focus on every student and not just that middle group that they can get over the line.
We are speaking with Democrat Steve McBride, who is challenging Republican delegate Greg Habib in the 8th District. Steve is a biologist, a doctoral candidate at Virginia Tech. Now, you make a point of saying that you're not taking campaign funds from corporations. You are accepting labor support, and some critics say that at least some unions are powerful special interests, much the way corporate interests are. Is there some merit to that argument?
I mean, there's nothing to say that they're not special interests or powerful. I mean, there's a difference, though. When you take money from a corporation, you don't know if you're supporting that corporation's plan to expand jobs into your region or if you're supporting removing workers' rights. With labor unions, it's pretty straightforward. You're supporting working class Virginians. And so I feel very comfortable taking money from the unions because I know when I go to Richmond, people are going to see any money that I get from unions as being supporting working class Virginians.
You've expressed opposition to the proposed Mountain Valley Pipeline. Some unions support it. So in that respect, you find yourself working at cross purposes with the unions whose support you seek.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that it's in any situation, you're never going to agree 100% on any one issue or all issues with any group or individual unless it's yourself, right? And so with the unions, I support finding alternative ways to move forward with getting jobs for union workers in the New River Valley, Roanoke Valley. But yes, I do oppose the Mountain Valley Pipeline because at the moment I don't believe we actually need it and it's detrimental to our citizenry. We're losing property for private gain right now.
All right, we are speaking with Steve McBride this morning in our studio. Steve's a Democrat and a political newcomer who hopes to represent the 8th District starting in January. Now, Steve, kind of along that same line, Governor McAuliffe is among those who support pipeline construction, saying it will bring significant economic development to Virginia. Now, Steve, do you believe the governor is wrong on this?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I agree with the governor on a lot of things. In this situation, I think the governor has some bad information. I recognize the fact that cheaper energy can lead to economic development, but everything that I see with these pipelines is we've got a short-term influx of labor that will build the pipelines, and a lot of that energy isn't going to be staying within our region or within our state at all, and so our energy costs here aren't necessarily going to go down.
We are speaking with Steve McBride, seeking the 8th District seat for the House of Delegates as a Democrat candidate, something that has not been seen in that district since January of 2011 in a special election. Now, Steve, you support raising Virginia's minimum wage. To what hourly rate do you see as appropriate?
I mean, I don't feel comfortable putting out a dollar amount at the moment because I think that can vary based on your region and cost of living. So I think it's obvious that throughout Virginia, the current minimum wage is too low. Many of the people I talk to are working two jobs and, you know, they don't have time to spend with their family and with their children. And so we need to get it to where if you're a hardworking Virginian, you're going to work every day, you don't have to spend 80 hours a week. And that also needs to come along with good benefits.
Now, critics say that the minimum wage can have the effect of doing opposite of what the intent is, that it can lead employers to reduce hours or reduce payrolls, and I'm sure you've heard that. They point to Seattle as an example. What do you say to those critics?
Well, so the first thing I'd say is that my main focus is actually getting people into good-paying jobs to begin with. I understand, and everyone should understand, that a lot of these low-wage jobs, even if we improve the minimum wage, are still going to be on the low end. We need to get to a point to where we're training people in the region to actually work good paying jobs. They exist here, but we don't have the training available for them to get there. In reference to the critics' specific statements, I think it's important to point out that if we do this incrementally, then I think we can get to a point to where we're not putting businesses at a disadvantage where they have to reduce hours.
Again, Democrat Steve McBride is joining us, seeking the 8th House of Delegates district seat. That district includes Salem, all of Craig County, parts of Roanoke and Montgomery counties. Now, with all the debate regarding Confederate statues and monuments, what are your thoughts?
So it's interesting that this became a lightning rod issue in Virginia. I find the Confederate statues, to me, they don't have I don't have a strong feeling towards them. I don't necessarily want to get rid of them. I don't necessarily want to keep them. I think what's important is for localities to make this decision. When Virginia is going, if the idea of Virginia coming in and saying you can or cannot do something with a statue, I believe is inappropriate and an overreach of state authority. So if Charlottesville owns a statue, Charlottesville gets to make that decision. If Salem owns a statue, Salem needs to make that decision. And I leave it up to the localities to do what their people would want them to do.
All right. It is 8:53 at WFIR on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News. We have been joined in studio this morning with Steve McBride. I guess, Steve, one more question before we let you go this morning. We were talking about monuments and statues, what have you, and the memorial in front of the Old County Courthouse in Salem. Immediately comes to mind. So you feel is really just kind of middle of the road on this particular issue.
Yeah, I like I said, I think it's Salem's decision what they should do with that statue. And I think that they will make the right decision. The city council will do what's in the best interest of the city and what the constituents of Salem want them to do.
All right. Steve McBride is the Democrat candidate for the 8th District, for the House of Delegates, hoping to represent the 8th District starting in January. Steve, we appreciate you taking the time this morning, and glad you've come by and shared some time with us and our listeners. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.